From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. President Bush will address a joint session of Congress tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. An advanced text of the speech made available today shows the president explaining the nature of the terrorist threat the country faces and what he plans to do about it. The White House sees this as a chance for the president to rally the public behind what's expected to be a lengthy campaign. NPR's Pam Fessler has a report.
The president says he wants to talk at the U.S. Capitol because he thinks that building best represents what the country is fighting for, its freedom. In tonight's speech, he'll tell Americans that after last Tuesday, freedom and fear are at war. He'll warn the nation that it's in for a long, costly fight against terrorism and that people must be prepared to make sacrifices. He's acknowledged that it could mean more American lives and that it already has caused economic disruption and a new awareness of the nation's vulnerability. But the president will say tonight, "We are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom." President Bush says he'll use part of the speech to try to explain what happened on September 11th and what kind of people would crash civilian airliners into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. He'll reiterate that the United States is not waging a war against Islam, as some have charged, but against individuals who commit violent acts that run counter to the teachings of that religion. The administration has singled out Osama bin Laden and his supporters as the main targets, but aides say the president will emphasize that the threat goes far beyond one man and even one organization. He'll also tell other governments tonight, either you're with us or you are with the terrorists. What the president won't talk about is the kind of military actions he plans, even as U.S. forces are being deployed to the Persian Gulf and other regions. But he will call on the military to be ready. The president has said repeatedly that he'll strike when he thinks the time is right and that Americans should be patient. The administration's concern, public support for retaliation could wane in the weeks and months ahead. Security will be exceptionally tight at the Capitol tonight. Vice President Dick Cheney will not be sitting on the dais behind the president, as he traditionally does for such appearances. Instead, the vice president will be in an undisclosed, secure location. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.